Like that TV show, our story today ripped from the headlines of the sports world just in the last week or so. Our story today called Hockey's Biggest Save. Last October, 22-year-old Nadia Popovici was attending the Seattle Kraken NHL game against the Vancouver Canucks in Seattle. Sitting behind the Canucks bench that day, she noticed an irregularly shaped mole on the back of a staffer, Brian Hamilton's neck, who was in the bench area. Popovici is going to medical school next year, said the mole caught her eye as Hamilton walked across the bench between periods. I spotted some of the classic signs, you know, irregular borders, a little bit of discoloration, and a pretty large diameter. She told CBC News, she said, I thought, you know, can't hurt to just say something. Hamilton was in the middle of moving equipment in between periods when he noticed Popovici pressing her phone against the plexiglass. The message on her phone was written in large font and expressed her concern about the mole. Though Hamilton says he initially brushed off the note, he later had a team doctor check it out and discovered it was a malignant melanoma that could have had life-threatening consequences if left untreated. During a news conference last weekend, he said, she saved my life. She didn't take me out of a burning car like the big stories, but she took me out of a slow fire. Hamilton and the Canucks were determined to find Popovici, so they posted a letter on social media. It took about an hour to find her. Popovici attended Seattle's home game against the Canucks last Saturday and met Hamilton. The two shared a hug that was later broadcast on the Jumbotron. During the game, the Kraken and the Canucks announced the two teams would be giving $10,000 toward her medical school funding. Matthew 7:12 says, so whatever you wish others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the relevant radio network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.